The airline industry suffered a rough year in 2001, particularly with the financial losses, layoffs, and drop in passengers following the September terrorist attacks. Some 3 months after Congress approved a $15 billion airline bailout, there's still talk of bankruptcy and additional job layoffs. David Field, an editor with Airlines Business Magazine, explains what can be expected from the airlines this year.
It's going to be a better year than 2001, but I think that's true for everyone in America. This year, the industry loss will be something about $10 billion, maybe a little bit less. Next year, it might be half that, but we're still looking at 2 years in which the industry deficits have the potential to wipe out all the profits made since the very first scheduled flight. Bear in mind, airlines are not a great way to make money, and the down cycle started long before September 11th.
Well, are people afraid to fly, or they just want the hassle?
As we began to overcome the fear after September 11th, and people are starting to fly because it's real cheap to fly right now, my fear is that next year, the hassle factor will deter people no matter how cheap it is to fly.
Is there a particular type of passenger the airlines are failing to attract?
Yes, the business traveler. Business travelers pay high fares, usually the highest fares, because they don't have a lot of flexibility. They book at the last minute, and they're not going to stay overnight in Omaha or Des Moines. And they were revolting long before September 11th, turning to other modes, such as the internet, video conferencing. And one of the reasons why these people were revolting was the complexity, the unpredictability, and what most people perceive as inequality of fares.
Mm. What do the airlines need to do to attract business travelers?
What really has to be done to reattract business travelers and to keep the rest of us going to the airlines is a basic rethinking about how you price airline tickets that makes the system transparent. You look at it and it makes sense, and you have a feeling that it's fair. If you call for a ticket at 3 a.m. and then you call again at 9 a.m., you won't get prices that are $2,000 apart.
Where do I get the cheaper fare, the 3 a.m. call or the 9 a.m. call? Last week, America West received several hundred million dollars in loan guarantees from the federal government. Some of the other airlines didn't think America West should be getting that help. Why are they opposed to that?
Well, since deregulation, airline executives have not only been preaching free market economics, some of them actually believe in it. In a free economy, when companies are failing, they should, the philosophy goes, be allowed to fail. And America West is an airline that was in dire straits long before September 11th. On the other hand, America West is an airline that was making great strides, that had some real top-notch managers coming and doing basic airline stuff about running the airplanes on time, about scheduling, about crews, and so on. And in that sense, should September 11th be allowed to kill a company that was recovering? I think that the big airlines, though, and the healthier airlines, will still stay away from the loan guarantees because you saw the price that the U.S. government extracted to give these loan guarantees. They basically become a major shareholder in the company. They get to look at a very complex business plan, approve it, disapprove it, and so on.
And I've been hearing for about 10 years that U.S. Airways was going to go bankrupt. They're still flying.
U.S. Airways is sort of like the granduncle who's been dying for 20 years. I think, though, to be fair, U.S. Airways made tremendous strides in the late 90s. But, you know, they're vulnerable. They're not big, and they're heavy in the Northeast, which means they're very vulnerable to low-fare competition, to the train, to the car. It is what a lot of analysts call a valuable franchise. And that may make it attractive to a buyout.
David Field is an editor with Airlines Business Magazine.